Well, you know, like I first used to see Dizzy when I used to go down to see on 52nd Street and just run along the street and see who I can look in the window and see on the stage. Then I first saw Dizzy at the McKinley Theater in the Bronx with his big band, and Bird was in that band as well. And then, of course, I eventually met Dizzy when I guess I was about 16 or about 17 years old and sat in someplace in the Bronx. And but I just never had a chance to. I went with Miles's band, and so I was with Miles for off and on for a number of years. And then after that, kind of had my own groups. So I never got back to really having Dizzy never called on me, put it like that. He was never calling on me to play these gigs with him. And after a while, when I got really 20 years went by, 25 years went by, you know, I eventually went to Dizzy and said, "Hey, man, you know, I'm out here. How come you're not calling me, man? Every time you call the same catch, you either call Phil Woods or James Moody, and both of them are great, and you should. And I have nothing to say about that other than, what about give me a little bit? You know, let me wet my beak." So the first time he called me and Sonny Stitt, ironically, to come down to Wolf Trap and play with him. And that was the first time he had called on me to come and be on the front line with him. And then after that, different times he would call me. You know, I went to do a thing with him in Paris. And thank God I recorded with him just before he passed, you know, at the Blue Note one night. And that was very important to me to be able to play with Dizzy in that context. It was two altos and trumpet on the front line, Paquito D. Rivera, myself, and Dizzy. Great rhythm section. So that was a very important recording, as well as when I got Dexter to record with me in Copenhagen. That was a very important recording for me.